I first became involved with the Iditarod because of Rob and Cindy Fritz, who are no longer with us anymore, but they had run this checkpoint, and Rob was the official checker here for 22 years. And my wife and I went to the same church as they did, and that's how we got involved. And now their son, Keegan Fritz, is very heavily involved in getting this checkpoint set up, and we're good friends with Keegan, so we continue on the tradition.
Okay.
I am here today and involved with the Iditarod because we've been doing it for quite a long time now, and my wife is involved, and my daughter would have normally been here, except she was a non-vaxxer, so she wasn't allowed to come. So it's been a family event for me, but also the camaraderie of all the guys that come up from Seattle-Tacoma area, and to be able to serve and support the Mushers has just been a highlight of all of our lives. And I just happen to know some of the Mushers personally, and so it's just been great fun, both for the entire family as well as being able to come out and work and serve the Musher organization. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences when the drop dog that we had, we were taking it out to the airport here at Squintna, and it had gotten away from us and was running down the river, and it was quite an event to get that dog captured again and back onto the sled and into the airplane. What I know for sure in life is that if you want to be involved and get something done, you have to get involved and actually make something happen. And usually when you do something like that, there's always a good outturn, regardless of what the event is that you're trying to participate in.